So did it work? You tell me, did it work? Did this whole signing Andrew McCutchen to placate the masses, even if we get rid of Brian Reynolds thing, did this work? I'm only partially joking with you. Good morning to you. Good Wednesday morning. I'm Dan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports. This is Daily Shot of Pirates. It comes your way bright and early every weekday. If you're into football and or hockey, I also offer daily shots of Steelers and Penguins where you found this. I have stated on this show my own stance that the Pirates really didn't bring back Kutch for PR purposes. I've acknowledged that there are massive PR benefits to it, and that after the fact, the Pirates will not at all be timid about milking those. But entering the equation from Ben Cherington's perspective, more than anything, I believe that Cherington feels it's the right move from the baseball standpoint. I believe that he has set that as a precedent very firmly over the first couple of years. He is not into the PR thing, to say the least, including, by the way, if it were to have come from the top. And I'll remind, to add substance to that, that Kutch himself had told me early last summer in a talk we had in Milwaukee that Cherington had reached out to his agent back then. So this wasn't a new overture. This wasn't some magical, syrupy, sappy storyline that materialized out of nowhere. Cherington was looking for an outfielder. Well, he got an outfielder. But again, the benefits are the benefits. And one of those benefits could be that if and when the team moves Reynolds, which they're insisting that they won't, but you never know. There can always, we can always say they're not going to trade him. They're not going to do that. And I've done it myself. All it takes is one phone call, one text from another GM that says, hey, you know, those guys you were asking for, all those top 10 prospects you wanted, you can have them. Well, then it all changes. And then people like me get blasted. You said he wasn't going to get traded. Well, that was before the magical offer came in. These things do morph. You know, it's news. Things change. And if Reynolds were to get traded, what I want to know today is how you'd feel about it relative to the fact that they also brought back Kutch. Or for that matter, even the general public, the people who don't pay anywhere near as close attention to the Pirates as you would pressing play on a podcast that has this name. For those people, at least as I see it, for those people, for the general public, the passive public, the ones who, the only player on the team whose name they know is Bob Nutting, okay, those people, they're going to be placated by this. They are. I can predict that one safely. That's not putting words in anyone's mouth. Those people are going to be just fine with it. Reynolds, yeah, whatever. Wasn't he one of those guys that was on all those 100 lost teams? Yeah, whatever. They can pull out the old Ralph Kiner, Branch Rickey line. We could lose 100 games with him. We can lose 100 games without him. And he'll be gone and forgotten. I'm totally serious here. I'm totally serious. And maybe just in that regard alone, the team will have, you know, gotten away with one, whether it was willing or planned or not. But for you, I don't know. I don't know. That one strikes me as a whole lot tougher. The stage is all yours today. You take over. I'm going to pick through the comments that come, whether it's on our website, DK Pittsburgh Sports, whether it's on the YouTube comments, anywhere at all that you see that you can offer feedback. Twitter is another place. I check all of them. Come back at me here. How would you feel about Reynolds being gone just as it relates to Kutch having been brought back? And while we're there, presuming that Reynolds would be traded for prospects and pitching prospects, and that is a very safe presumption based on everything that I've heard from the inside, would you be okay with that too? Because now what you're doing, I'm going to use that phrase again. You're kicking the can down the road. You're saying we're not going to do it with this team. We're going to buy a little more time for the Altoona Cavalry. even if it's a winner of a deal, even if the Pirates get that call that I was just describing that gives them somebody else's top pitching prospects, even if, how would you feel about that? Let me know. And again, I'm going to read them tomorrow and respond accordingly. In fact, it'll take up both segments of tomorrow's show. It'll take the place of the J1Q. However, on today's show, when we come back, J1Q. Comes from John, who asks, while the Pirates have maybe improved by bringing in some veteran bats, I'm still a bit worried about the Andy Haynes effect on younger hitters, or to be honest, the lack of an effect. The lack thereof of an effect. I'll get around to reading these things properly someday. Is that a reasonable worry for me to still have? John asks. What's he done? Did he have a great offseason? Meaning Haynes. Who has he made better? Who has come to Pittsburgh and just all of a sudden you've started to see a smarter approach, more consistent contact, better awareness of the strike zone, more power, more productivity? If you want to say O'Neill Cruz, that's fair. Okay, I'm not taking that one away from Haynes. That wouldn't be fair. Because the truth is if Cruz came up here and never got any better or went backward, what would I be doing? Right, I'd be ripping the guy, meaning Haynes. But Cruz got visibly better in every one of those areas I just cited, and by the time September came around, I mean, looked like a budding monster. You know, the kid is he's a star in the making. And I could go back to a line that I was told way back in 2005 by Spin Williams, pitching coach of the Pirates back then, who said, see that guy over there? And he motioned toward Oliver Perez and said, as he goes, that's how I go. If he does well, I'm going to have a job. If he doesn't, I'm not. Well, Oliver looked like Sandy Koufax for a couple of years, and then he didn't. And then Spin was gone. Funny how that worked, right? I feel as though Cruz, to a large extent, should have that level of influence on Haynes because he's that important to this franchise's future. But that also wouldn't preclude Haynes from getting more out of, say, Rodolfo Castro, who has obvious power, but just as obvious shortcomings at the plate. How about finding a way for Jack Suwinski to show power somewhere other than PNC Park, or productivity, general productivity, anywhere? That would be a big step. There are real pieces in place. I don't feel that it'll be fair to look at Haynes and say, well, what's he gotten out of Carlos Santana or G-Man Choi or Kutch or whatever? Those are established, known guys who've been doing their own thing forever. Your hitting coach can still help somebody get out of a slump, show them some old footage, show them something they were doing, like in Kutch's case last year in Milwaukee, whenever he was going great for the Brewers, and say, see this thing you're doing, this thing where you're, tapping your foot or wiggling your elbow or something. And then all of a sudden, Kutch shows up at the ballpark the next day and he's just magically hitting the ball again. That's a welcome influence from your hitting coach. And they do have to be invested in the veterans. But what I'm talking about here is how you're judged, how you're evaluated. People like me were calling for Haynes to get fired. I was pretty much screaming it from the rooftops. But Haynes could turn all that around without having any impact at all on the veterans. He can just make Cruz, Suwinski, Castro, couple other kids better. Make them better. It's not asking a ton. They've got the natural tools. You don't have to create them. You don't have to mold them from clay. Just have to make him better. Can he do that? I'd love to say yes. I just have no precedent for it. I really don't, or at least scant precedent. I appreciate the question. I appreciate everyone listening to Daily Shot of Pirates. We'll do this again tomorrow. only tomorrow, you're going to be doing the driving.